Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, a bunch of states had their primaries this week, but here in Massachusetts, you're going to have to wait all the way until September 4th to cast your primary ballots in this year's midterm elections. Now, that's a long wait for voters and a long runway for campaigning. So is that good news or bad news for candidates in some of the key statewide races? Well, WBUR is releasing the results of our latest poll on several of these races, and we're joined now by Steve Cazella. He's president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted the poll for WBUR. Steve, it's good to see you.
Glad to be here.
All right, so today we're going to talk about several of the Democratic primaries, and I just want listeners to know that WBUR is going to be releasing the results of our polling on the Republican primaries on Morning Edition tomorrow, so definitely stay tuned for that. But first of all, Steve, let's just go straight to the governor's race and the primary there between, on the Democratic side, between Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey. What did you find?
I think the biggest thing that we found is that even Democratic primary voters really haven't heard of or don't have much of an opinion about Jay Gonzalez or Bob Massey. So these are the voters who should be the most tuned in to the Democratic contest, the most interested in the Democratic candidates. And even there, we find 55% say they've never heard of Bob Massey, 61% say they've never heard of Jay Gonzalez. So still not a whole lot of interest in either one of the candidates.
Wow. Okay. So in terms of a gubernatorial race, a gubernatorial primary, though, is it unusual to have that high of a level of folks who'd never heard of the candidates?
I mean, it certainly surprised me. You know, we've been doing statewide polls of the general electorate for a while and seen numbers similar to this. But, you know, time's moving on, so that could have potentially helped to increase awareness. And also, again, these are the voters who are supposed to be dialed in. But instead, you find that the person that they really have favorable views of is Charlie Baker, the Republican opponent of whoever wins the Democratic primary. There we have 68% favorables for Charlie Baker among Democratic primary voters.
And we've been seeing that kind of consistently amongst the polls that you've been doing for us, that Baker at times has been polling higher in terms of favorability amongst Democrats than Republicans in his own party.
Yeah, we have seen that. This is not necessarily something that's new, but again, you know, the campaign is such as it is continuing. But apparently, again, you know, Democratic voters are hold a more positive view of Charlie Baker than they do of their own candidates. Then when you actually match them up against one another, there you see Jay Gonzalez with a marginal lead. You know, he's 21% to Massey's 15%. So, you know, he does have a slight edge. But the real number that sticks out is that still half of voters don't know. And we're 2 months away from the primary.
Wow. And two summer months also, I should
tough
know.
Tough months for
right.
campaigning.
Okay. Well, let's look at the Secretary of State's race then. Boston City Councilor Josh Zakim really surprised a lot of folks when he upset longtime incumbent Secretary of State Bill Galvin at the Democratic State Party convention now. Okay. So those are the most fervent of Democrats at their own convention. But in terms of voters, how is Zakim and Galvin polling?
Yeah, so Zakim shares sort of a similar profile to what all the challengers do, which is a very difficult time breaking through and getting his name out there. So with Zakim, we have 62% who say they've never heard of him. And at this point, Secretary Galvin has quite a significant lead over Councillor Zakim with 49% to 18% for Zakim. So a very, very significant lead.
It's a huge one. Okay.
Yeah.
But so that's really quite different than Zakim shocked folks when at the convention, the Democratic convention, he beat out Galvin in terms of the number of delegates he got.
Yeah, this one surprised me too, because just from the media coverage and from, you know, fundraising, Josh Zakim has actually raised more money since he got in the race than Bill Galvin has raised in the same time period. You know, it seemed like there, and it does continue to seem like there's a lot of interest in candidates like Zakim and in Zakim himself. But the thing that's making the difference here is that older voters know who Bill Galvin is. Older voters like Bill Galvin. You have, for instance, the majority over 60 see Bill Galvin favorably. 71% of voters under 30 have never even heard of him. And you see the same thing play out when you match the two of them up, where Galvin has a huge lead among voters over 60. And, you know, most voters under 30 haven't made up their minds, but the ones who have actually prefer Zakim. So this is very much a generational contest.
A huge generational contest. Okay, this is going to get even more interesting as the summer progresses. But you polled priorities as well for Democratic voters. What did they tell you are their high priority issues?
Yeah, so this is something that I think is going to play out both during the campaign and especially moving into 2019 should Governor Baker be reelected. The thing that Democrats, their two highest priorities are addressing the opioid crisis, and that's not something which is particularly partisan, but increasing funding for public schools was also right up there with 82% calling it a major priority. So there you are going to see, I think, especially now that the fair share ballot question, the millionaire's tax, is off the ballot, you're going to see some difficulty in threading the needle of how do you satisfy what Democrats are looking for without, you know, looking at some potential new taxes.
Huh. Interesting. Well, Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, walking us through some numbers for how voters are looking at the Democratic statewide primary coming up in September. Again, to let people know, tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll be talking about results from polling regarding the Republican primary. Steve, thanks so much.
My pleasure.